Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Live in studio debate, two Republican candidates for the nomination for representing House District 96, Ohio. We've got the incumbent, Ron Ferguson. We've got the challenger, State Senator Frank Hoagland. And in this last segment, we're going to be wrapping up, we're really wrapping up everything and giving each one of them a chance to say whatever it is they wish. One thing before we get to that, and that is a word that Ron has been using, the Q word. And I brought that up in my interview with Frank Hoagland when he was here individually. We also had Ron here individually. And Ron is bringing up the word quitter. And Frank is saying, no, not a quitter, that you retired. And Ron is continuing to call you a quitter. So my question is this. Ron, why do you call him a quitter? Do you think that's too strong a word? And Frank, what is your response to that? Because he keeps bringing that up. Let me start with Ron Ferguson.
Yeah, so we make a commitment to the voters for a length of term that we're going to serve. I believe that what I teach my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, Ava, I say, you finish what you start. So he started a term. He quit early. That's why I consider it quitting.
Frank Hoagland, Navy SEAL, tough as nails, I can tell. You think of yourself as a quitter?
No, absolutely not. I think that's more Ron Ferguson rhetoric that's out there. His delivery of wanting to make sure that he creates another fight. All it does is actually create separation. It creates separation with his peers. It also creates separation here locally. I've had numerous phone calls of people just tired of it. They're just tired of his attitude. What I saw was, it was during my last midterm years, like 2023 timeframe, we had 16 session days left. There was a mission that I changed mission. Now, my background is different than most everybody else's, because when you get another mission, you go do that other mission. All right, since we only had 16 session days left, my mission was to see what I could do to help save, or not just save, but create a safety program for the state of Ohio. And during that time frame, we had an issue. We have an issue. Currently, we still have an issue trying how we can combat counter drones. Create a counter drone program to protect these mass gatherings, like at Ohio State Football Stadium, the Cleveland Browns, and OU, and all these big football stadiums. So I took the military background that I have to employ that so that we can create a counter-drone program, which went all over the place. You know, when I left the Senate, I turned around and went right back to work. I didn't miss 176 votes or 175 votes, which, by the way, you don't vote so that you can say that you want to be a sponsor of a bill, that you just push a button. But what ends up happening is I ended up having to go help Department of Public Safety using the old circles that I have, both on the DOD side and the military side. And I was able to bring the same exact apparatuses that they're currently using in Ukraine to counter drones. Now, if you look at that Venezuela ordeal that just went down, that got all started off with drones, or UAVs, whatever you want to call them, robotics. Today's robotics has changed the battlefield.
Well, the question, though, regarding quitting or retiring.
Like I said, though, my mission got shifted.
Let me ask the question before you answer it, is all I ask. Why couldn't you wait till the end of your session to do this?
No, they needed it now.
Ron, is that a good...
He wouldn't know.
Good explanation. Well, let's hear what the man has to say.
I think it's up to him to decide what he wants to do, but he keeps bringing up these 170 votes, and what I'd like him to do is point to a single substantive vote that I missed on my 6 excused absence days. But let me tell you the substantive votes that he missed.
He's going through his files right now. Well, he's going through his files.
When he quit a year early, he quit before we saved women's sports. He quit before we got transgender surgeries ended on minors. Those are the kind of things that I stuck around for. The fight was still going on, and we had to stand up for those things.
Frank, his
House vote. Bill 184, why did Ron Ferguson not vote for House Bill 184, which provides funding for law enforcement first responders? House Bill 184 was recently passed and sent to the governor. This legislation provided $40 million to help our law enforcement first responders with PTSD. Ron, He just wants to fight with the people.
Is that true, Ron?
Yeah, so when we talk about these bills like House Bill 184, they're littered with a bunch of other things. I mean, putting in there about the money for veterans, I mean, those are good things that we want to fund, but you can't be funding a bunch of other nonsense that...
What was in that other bill? Why did you vote against it, then, is the question. What was the other nonsense?
Yeah, so I'm actually pulling that one up right now, and I'll kind of tell you that one. But that's what they typically do, is they put a bunch of things into one single bill, and they try to grow government and make sure that you're voting for a bunch of things that you really shouldn't be voting for. It's just like the Cleveland Browns thing, where they put, you know, $600 million in there with two genders, and they try to get you to vote for things that you really just shouldn't be voting for.
Didn't the judge just say no to that, that it could not use the taxpayers' money that is unclaimed funds? Wasn't there just some ruling by a judge on that?
That would be for the Cleveland Browns, if anything. This is not unclaimed funds. This is actually what the governor...
No. I meant the reference to the Cleveland Browns, though. Didn't the judge just stop that?
I think they're still in dialogue. That's one thing that I will say flat out. The people that wins with all of these... legislation and or the legislators that are up there trying to make the best decision as possible, the lawyers are the ones that win the most.
Why do you say that?
Because they're the ones that they'll turn around and they'll try to sue the state.
Okay.
Pretty much anything that you do.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, both of you. The race for the Republican nomination for governor of Ohio. You're Republicans. Who are you supporting and why?
Oh, Vivek.
Why?
Well, Vivek's vision for Ohio, I agree with. And then he also just picked up Rob McCauley, which I think is a strategic move.
Who is that?
Rob McCauley is the current speaker. Not speaker, I'm sorry. He's the current Senate president. All right, so Rob is an extremely smart and talented young man that is going to take Ohio into the next take Ohio to the next level. So I truly believe that. But I keep having people texting me. So Don Jones just said Ron also voted against farmers in the drought. So Ron turned his back on the farmers and he turned his back on our law enforcement.
Don Jones, don't get me started on Don Jones. His thing was regarding the watershed and how he backed down after he sat right where you were sitting saying, oh yeah, I'm going to take the lead on this for flooding. Don Jones is the last person on this earth I have any respect for. All right, Ron, your response to this.
Yeah, so a few things. The one that HB 184, I've got my colleagues, my friends in the legislature that Frank claims I don't have, but the folks that I actually help lead telling me 184 had funding for Somalis in it. So there's one there's one of the examples
what
for you. That's multiple reps.
What is the deal with these Somalis? Help me understand this. Help me understand this. Why would one penny go to Somali? Just help me as a taxpayer here in Ohio, living in Belmont County.
I can give you the answer.
Help me.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, because there's actual, you know, big government liberals in Columbus that try to shove these into bills. And then you have representatives or senators who don't read the bills.
Why are they giving the money to the Somalis? That's what I don't understand.
Shouldn't be.
I believe that they're giving it to the departments to work with it. And it doesn't necessarily mean just the Somalis. It could be just about anything. You take the farmers. You know, all right, so that money actually flowed through the Ohio State College to get to the farmers so that the farmers would have access to funding. So
we're talking about the Somali money?
Well, I'm just saying how the process works.
Why are we giving any money? I don't understand. Why are we giving any money to the Somalis or the Haitians?
It would be a social services ordeal trying to help people out. You don't like to help people out?
If they're here illegally, no. As a matter of fact, I don't.
Well, these people, now you just brought a whole, you just opened up a whole different form of Pandora's box here.
Okay.
You're saying illegally. We're not saying that this is illegal. I know that I have faith in our department heads that we try to help make sure that's going to control what's being done. But the bureaucratic system, and I will say,
including the Haitians in Springfield.
Hold off here. I mean, you're diving into me now. So what I sit back and I look at it is you got your department heads that are running the state of Ohio. I do believe that the bureaucratic system is big. I do believe that the bureaucratic system does do their own thing, and they march at their own drums.
And you trust them?
No. But we're not the ones that's constantly trying to put those, we're the ones that's trying to constantly put those people in their place. When I did the MTO program, the Mobile Training Officers program, all right, so I helped with House Bill 99, I forget, Hall was his name that was carrying that piece of legislation, and I look at that one. So if you take that particular legislation, I had Senate Bill, I had Senate Bill, I think it was like 168 or something like that, but at any rate, that was a piece of legislation to help safeguard schools. So we author, but really what happens, it goes to LSC, and they're the ones, they a bunch of lawyers, and they write these legislation up, and you sit there and you're trying to look at it, all right? So mind you, that legislation is a discussion point. So I had that particular legislation drafted up, we would author that legislation, and then I put parameters in that legislation to make sure that the money was allocated. And it was. The way that piece of legislation came out, it was. It was allocated. But once it got to the bureaucratic system, the bureaucrats would do whatever they deem that they want to do to it. And I watched them do it with this.
How did you stop them?
You got to rewrite another piece of legislation.
Did you do that?
I did do that. I put down another piece of legislation. It's like when the judges say, don't legislate from the bench. The same things happen in the bureaucratic system. They keep legislating.
How much money have Ohio taxpayers given to Somalis? Do you know? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Anybody check?
I think it went through a department.
Anybody check to see if there's Somali fraudsters in Ohio like there are in Minnesota? Has anybody checked?
I'd just like to address
all the things you just said. All right, go ahead.
Because they do need addressed. The first thing is, you know, Frank brought up that I didn't vote for the PTSD money for veterans who I support 100%, but in that there was $350,000 for a Somali community center. I'm not going to vote for that.
What the hell is going on with the Somali?
Let me go into the one about Don Jones.
Yeah.
I 100% are farmers. I absolutely wanted to give them the drought relief, but that was in Senate Bill 54. Do you know what Senate Bill 54 was called? Creating the New African Immigrants Commission, a brand new commission about new African immigrants, which is something the state of Ohio should never be touching. This is, again, pulling money out of Eastern Ohio for complete and utter nonsense. That is not America First doing these things.
Don Jones is behind that. He was behind that.
He's saying that bill, SB 54.
He's calling it a Senate bill. Don Jones is a House of Representatives, so it would have been a House bill.
No. It is Senate Bill 54. Don Jones's drought bill got put into Senate Bill 54. If it was Don Jones's bill alone, I would have been glad to support it because I support our farmers. I'm not going to vote for the New African Immigrants Commission and let our taxpayers over here be extorted for more money to prop up things they shouldn't be paying for.
Let me ask you this. Should we have gotten rid of the Haitians in Springfield?
If they were illegal.
Well, they were here with a special blessing that was taken away by the Trump administration, right? Yeah, because they were refugees or something like that. Are you either one of you aware of what's going on with the Haitians in Springfield and whether they're still here and how many are illegals and how many have been sent back? Anything? Anything either way?
Just stuff that you hear on the news. I mean, that's all I've heard so far.
Okay. Okay. What else should I have asked either one of you about that I had not?
How about keeping marijuana products out of the hands of children?
All right.
Here is another example of Ron Ferguson missing in action. He was not present for the very important piece of legislation. It was Senate Bill 56. You can look that one up. That was passed and signed by the governor, includes several measures aimed at limiting access to marijuana and intoxicating hemp products for minors, packaging, advertising restrictions, prohibiting packaging or advertising that is attractive to children and mimics products commonly used by children, sales restrictions to licensed dispensaries, limits the sales of intoxicating hemp products to licensed dispensaries. Dispensaries must perform age verification.
Okay, we got it. Okay. Ron, did you vote against that?
He didn't. He wasn't there to vote for it.
Oh,
correct. On that same day, I was there for session that day. They were dragging the day on and on and on. I had a community event that was put together in Tiltonsville. This was in November. I went down there and met with the people of Tiltonsville to talk about real issues in the district. The reality is what got passed in November of 2025 that he's talking about, I stood up on the House floor in December of 2023, 2 years ago. It was my ideas that actually got put into law. And I'll let you see right here, Dimitri. This is actually my text with Governor Mike DeWine talking about this exact thing on January 11th, 2024. And Mike DeWine saying, thanks, we need to get something going. That's because I actually do have conversations with the people that are in charge in Ohio.
That's actually and DeWine sending you that text.
That is Mike DeWine right there on January 11th, 2024. I fought for that 2 years ago. I'm happy that the kids are protected. We should have done it 2 years ago. If Frank was still in office in December of 2023 and he hadn't quit, he'd have been there to actually stand and fight with me.
All right, got one final break here. We come back. We're going to wrap this up. You're each going to have enough time to say whatever you want. Johnny's going to come in, do the drawing, and then we'll do Dimitri Graffiti. So stay tuned for that. Live exclusive debate. Two Republicans running for the Republican nomination for Ohio House District 96. We have the incumbent Ron Ferguson. We have challenger former state rep Frank Hoagland. They're each going to have plenty of time to wrap everything up here for us. And you can see this on the Facebook live stream, this live exclusive debate, and share this everywhere if you would. You can also hear it on our great radio stations, Big Willie 105.5, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri, encore and dangerously local, Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network.